Welcome to the Life in the Driver's Seat podcast. I'm Jacqueline Emery, a life coach passionate about helping you go from surviving life to living your life on purpose. It's time to get out of the passenger seat and into the driver's seat of your life. Let's get started. Hello, 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 my friends. How are you? Welcome back to another episode of Life in the Driver's Seat. How is everyone? I am getting ready to head up north for the week for my family reunion up near Petoskey, Michigan. So I'm really looking forward to that. It's something I look forward to every year. It's one of my favorite things I do each year. It's just so peaceful and just a great time to unwind and spend time with some of my favorite people. So I'm excited. I'm leaving in the morning. So enough about me. Let's get into today's topic. Today we're going to be talking about shaming our way to change. I had a client come to our session last week and she was feeling frustrated. And she said to me, "I just keep asking myself, what's wrong with you? I keep telling myself to do these things and I'm not following through and I don't know what's wrong with me." And I stopped her and I said, first, let's look at asking yourself questions like that. If you ask your brain what's wrong with you, it's going to come up with all kinds of answers. I promise. It's like, oh, what's wrong with you? Here's a million things. And then I wanted to also take my client, you know, through looking at how she was trying to shame and blame herself into change. And, you know, when I brought this up, she said, but isn't that what keeps people motivated? Isn't that what keeps people motivated to change? If I don't think that way, I'm not going to be motivated to change. And so she was using it as a tool, right? She just thought that that's what keeps people motivated. And I think this is a big misconception in so many people's lives. Okay, they think in order to be driven to change and get results, they need to be constantly getting down on themselves and shaming themselves. And while it may work in the short term to shame and blame, ultimately, it ruins our self-concept. Okay, it also makes us just feel terrible. It puts us into low energy that actually makes it harder for us to think rationally and see things clearly and take effective, powerful action. There is a much more effective way and a way that feels much better. So today I want to talk to you guys about changing from blame and shame versus changing from love and acceptance. Because when we can learn to bring awareness to when we're choosing to shame ourselves into change, and instead we learn to show ourselves understanding and love and acceptance and compassion, we put ourselves into a much higher energy and self-concept and clearer headspace. And then that allows us to troubleshoot and access higher thoughts and productivity that will allow us to move forward in a much more powerful way. And I'm going to walk you through an exact process you can use at the end of this episode. So I had someone come to me after they had quit drinking, and I want to talk about this because I think it's such a beautiful example of what we're talking about today. So someone came to me after they quit drinking and they were dealing with not feeling well emotionally. And I think it's interesting when people think that they're just going to feel great after they quit their, you know, habit, whether it's drinking or overeating or drugs or shopping or whatever. And they think they're going to feel just so much better when they stop. And what they don't realize is that once you quit that, then you're left with whatever you were masking with your overdrinking. So I think it's very powerful to expect that and just know that it's normal. Then you're able to actually, you know, work through it and know that nothing has gone wrong. So what this person had done is they used shame and blame to push them into change and help them quit drinking. So they had, you know, used these terrible thoughts about themselves and the things that they'd done. Like, I'm such a terrible person. I've ruined my family. I've ruined my career. And while that might have helped to push this person into change, what they were left with on the other side of that change was the self-concept of someone who is damaged and ruins everything and, right, had this terrible low self-esteem. And something very interesting I want you guys to hear during today's episode is that how we push ourselves to change and how we push ourselves to get there to that result is going to be where we are and who we are. And do you want to have that self-concept of yourself in order to create change? Or would you rather accept yourself, show yourself compassion and understanding, and just think logically? Okay, so the other way that this person could have changed, right, and quit drinking is to just think to themselves, okay, I have a human brain that wants pleasure and dopamine, and I've taught it to get pleasure in this destructive way. There's nothing wrong with me. I'm not a terrible person. I just have a human brain that's now in a cycle of wanting dopamine from alcohol or sugar or shopping or porn or whatever. There's nothing wrong with me. Now I just need to train it differently. And I am fully able and capable of doing that. I just need to learn the skills and work through it to change so that at the other end, right, you can have a self-concept that is still intact. You'll have a relationship with yourself that says, I love myself. I have my own back. I accept myself, and there's nothing I can't get through. I've gotten through this, and I'll get through the next change too. When we shame and blame ourselves, that will become how we treat ourselves. So, like I said in the beginning, it may work to get you to your result. Like my client said, isn't that the way to motivate myself? Maybe. But why would I choose to motivate myself in that way when I can motivate myself from love and acceptance? And I think this is a huge misconception that we will not feel motivated to change if we're loving and accepting of ourselves. I want you guys to think about this. I am motivated to change because I love myself. Not because I'm focusing on and telling myself how terrible everything is and how awful I am. Otherwise, like, successful people would never continue to grow, right? Because things wouldn't be that bad. You don't have to create this horrible story and blame and shame yourself in order to feel motivated. You can feel just as motivated coming from love and abundance. I want to grow and change and create a better life because I love myself and I accept myself. I want to create better health and better relationships and more money and more emotional well-being, all of it because I love myself. So I just want to encourage you to consider that you can be motivated and you can change from love versus feeling like you need to shame and blame yourself into change and into the result that you're seeking. Because I promise you, growing from and motivating yourself from love is going to feel so much better, and it's going to create a relationship with yourself and a self-concept that will enable you to continue to create more and more change and just enjoy yourself and your life in the process. So now I want to walk you through a 5-step process you can use to stop shaming yourself into change and start to instead love yourself into change. Step number 1, become aware. Awareness is the best tool. It is the first tool and the best tool because nothing changes without awareness. Bring awareness to when you're using shame as a tool for motivating yourself. And catch yourself when you're doing this. Catch yourself when you're shaming yourself. This can look like if you're trying to lose weight and you're saying to yourself, you look disgusting, and you're looking in the mirror and just talking down to yourself and thinking, if you're disgusted enough, that's going to motivate you to change, right? And this can be in any category. I'm just throwing out a random example. The client I was talking about in the beginning is coming to create more money in her business. And the other example we looked at was, quitting drinking. So this work applies to any category. Just bring awareness and catch yourself whenever you are shaming yourself. Or simply bring awareness to if you are someone like my client who believes that shame can be used as a tool for motivation, and really go in and question that. Step number two, love. Now, instead of using shame, I want you to practice loving and understanding yourself instead, showing yourself understanding and compassion. You are a human with a human brain. There is nothing inherently wrong with you. You aren't a terrible person. And when we do this, we create a very different energy. We are in a better state, and we are able to actually think more clearly, right? We're able to access higher thoughts rather than the, all is lost if I don't figure this out, nervous, anxious, desperate energy that comes from shame and blame and urgency. Love and acceptance puts us in a clear energy, a higher state, a better relationship with ourselves that will cause you to want better for yourself. Step number three, troubleshoot. From there, okay, so it's very important. We're going to continue on. We're not just going to, love and accept ourselves. We're doing fine. No. From there, from understanding and love, now it's time to troubleshoot. From there, from feeling loved and accepted, and you might be there for a little bit. Okay, this might take some work if you're someone who's used to beating yourself up to get to that point where you're feeling loved and accepted. But from there, from that feeling, understood and being in that high energy, then you want to ask yourself, what are the top three things you need to do to create your result? Or, what are the top three reasons you aren't creating your result? Okay, give three guesses. From there, from thinking clearly, okay, we're going to troubleshoot. And we're going to brainstorm those three things, okay? Then step number four is action. Okay, you're going to go take action on your three ideas that you brainstormed. Okay, go out, take action. And then step number five is evaluate. Ask yourself, what worked? What didn't work? What do you want to do differently? And you keep doing this over and over again. Again, you just keep repeating. You're like, I'm going to become aware when I'm shaming myself. I'm going to instead choose love and understanding. Then I'm from that energy, I'm going to troubleshoot and brainstorm what are the top three things I need to do. Then I'm going to take action, and then I'm going to evaluate. I'm going to look at that action I took. I'm going to evaluate it and just see what's working, what's not working. What do I want to do differently? And I'm going to keep repeating this, and I'm going to get better and better results. Better and better results, and a better and better life. You can see how this process feels way better and is way more effective than shaming and blaming yourself into change. And if you want to make this process even more effective and way more fun, come and coach with me. I would love to help you get from where you are right now to where you want to be and feel better no matter what your life looks like right now, no matter what your circumstances are right now. You can schedule a free breakthrough call by visiting jacquelineemery.com/consult. 6 months from now, your life can look and feel completely different. So do not wait. Take the first step and schedule your call. I love you all so much, and I will talk to you next time. Okay, bye. If you're ready to take this work deeper and start applying what you're learning, I'd like to invite you to join the Life in the Driver's Seat program, where you will get out of the passenger seat and into the driver's seat of your life using my signature method. To get a taste of what coaching can do for you and discuss how my program can help, you can book your free breakthrough call by visiting jacquelineemery.com/consult. That's jacquelineemery.com/consult. I'm looking forward to connecting with you soon.